This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Level 1. Paper AA Advanced 124. Candidate Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. Use a blue or black pen in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen and complete the notes the caller makes on the paper. Hello, Wood Lane Caravan Park.
Good morning. I'm hoping to find out more about the park as it was recommended to me. Are you open all year?
We're closed from December to February, so you can book from the 1st of March to the 30th of November.
OK, fine. We're thinking of coming in March.
No problem. What else would you like to know?
Some information about prices, please.
Well, we have two types of caravan. One has two bedrooms and the other has three. The smaller caravans are £75 per night and the bigger ones rent for £93.
Right. I'd like to bring my father, but he has difficulty walking. Are the caravans easy to access?
The larger caravans have disabled access, but not the smaller ones, I'm afraid.
OK. We could get one with three bedrooms. And can you tell me a little about your facilities?
Sure. We have a cafe, but unfortunately that'll be closed if you come in March, as it's only open in the school holidays. The Easter holidays don't start until April this year. The nearest village isn't too far away, though. We also have a laundry room, and that's open 24 hours. If you enjoy fishing, we have a fishing lake on site, but you'd need to go to reception to buy a licence. Other than that, facilities are off-site.
What about the village you mentioned?
Yes, it's just to the east of our caravan park and only 2 miles away, so it's easy to get to. It's called Havermouth.
Could you spell that for me?
Havermouth.
Thank you. I've never heard of it. Is there a restaurant there?
Yes, there are two. And there's a reasonably priced little supermarket, too, where you can get anything you need. The nearest takeaways are in the town of Hale.
What about the sea? My friend said that it's not far away either.
That's right. The coast's 4 miles from here. There are signs for some excellent walks on which you get stunning views across the sea. And further inland, there are some newly constructed cycle paths.
Wonderful. I enjoy walking, so I'll have to do those.
If you like walking, I suggest visiting the castle. There's a fabulous walk to it from here, which takes about an hour. But it's quite isolated, so make sure you have a map. Do you like looking at art?
Sort of.
You can see some amazing sculptures at the National Park. The exhibition will be there until May, and it's brilliant for taking lots of photos.
Well, I enjoy taking photos, but I prefer taking pictures of the countryside.
In that case, I recommend talking to Jimmy. He's a local artist and teaches visitors the art of landscape photography. I can give you his details.
That'd be good. I've got a pen.
Great. His number's 0856 220797.
Thank you.
When you ring him, ask about the session which is called The Coast of Dorset.
Thanks. You've been very helpful.
Now listen to the first part of the test again. Hello, Wood Lane Caravan Park.
Good morning. I'm hoping to find out more about the park as it was recommended to me. Are you open all year?
We're closed from December to February, so you can book from the 1st of March to the 30th of November.
OK, fine. We're thinking of coming in March.
No problem. What else would you like to know?
Some information about prices, please.
Well, we have two types of caravan. One has two bedrooms and the other has three. The smaller caravans are £75 per night and the bigger ones rent for £93.
Right. I'd like to bring my father, but he has difficulty walking. Are the caravans easy to access?
The larger caravans have disabled access, but not the smaller ones, I'm afraid.
OK. We could get one with three bedrooms. And can you tell me a little about your facilities?
Sure. We have a cafe, but unfortunately that'll be closed if you come in March, as it's only open in the school holidays. The Easter holidays don't start until April this year. The nearest village isn't too far away, though. We also have a laundry room, and that's open 24 hours. If you enjoy fishing, we have a fishing lake on site. But you'd need to go to reception to buy a licence. Other than that, facilities are off-site.
What about the village you mentioned?
Yes, it's just to the east of our caravan park and only 2 miles away, so it's easy to get to. It's called Havermouth.
Could you spell that for me?
Havermouth.
Thank you. I've never heard of it. Is there a restaurant there?
Yes, there are two. And there's a reasonably priced little supermarket too, where you can get anything you need. The nearest takeaways are in the town of Hale.
What about the sea? My friend said that it's not far away either.
That's right. The coast's 4 miles from here. There are signs for some excellent walks on which you get stunning views across the sea. And further inland, there are some newly constructed cycle paths.
Wonderful. I enjoy walking, so I'll have to do those.
If you like walking, I suggest visiting the castle. There's a fabulous walk to it from here, which takes about an hour. But it's quite isolated, so make sure you have a map. Do you like looking at art?
Sort of.
You can see some amazing sculptures at the National Park. The exhibition will be there until May, and it's brilliant for taking lots of photos.
Well, I enjoy taking photos, but I prefer taking pictures of the countryside.
In that case, I recommend talking to Jimmy. He's a local artist and teaches visitors the art of landscape photography. I can give you his details.
That'd be good. I've got a pen.
Great. His number's 0856 220797.
Thank you.
When you ring him, ask about the session which is called The Coast of Dorset.
Thanks. You've been very helpful.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. You are going to hear someone reading the news. From the information you hear, you must tick whether the statements are true or false, or the speaker doesn't say. Remember that to be true, a statement must be correct in every detail, according to what you hear. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Good morning, this is the news. A new local centre has been set up to train hearing dogs for the deaf community. Lauren Williams and Silvana Viti began operating Dogs for You last week and are busy training 6 puppies. Dogs for You is the first centre of its kind to open in the area. Having experience of family and friends using hearing dogs, Williams and Viti studied to become trainers. They are looking for volunteers to assist with the running of the centre, so please do get in contact with them on West Street. Residents of Goldchester have been helping their environment by cleaning up the river that runs through the village. This comes as a result of surveys last year, which reported that no river in the country was in good overall health, with various chemicals and pesticides in the water. Residents removed dozens of plastic bags, bottles, and several car tyres, and borrowed several shopping trolleys from the local supermarket to transport the rubbish. This first clean-up has been a great success, and there are already plans in place to repeat the event next year. Students and parents at Grove Park Primary School are trying out a new car club. Parents are encouraged to share car journeys to and from the school to reduce traffic. Parents who take part in this scheme will be given a free lunch ticket for their child to use once a week. This is the latest in a long line of environmentally friendly initiatives that the school has introduced over the last 2 years. And now for the weather for the rest of the day. Temperatures remain low with a light wind, but no sign of the sun we saw yesterday. Tomorrow will be much the same, so wrap up warm.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
Good morning, this is the news. A new local centre has been set up to train hearing dogs for the deaf community. Lauren Williams and Silvana Viti began operating Dogs for You last week and are busy training 6 puppies. Dogs for You is the first centre of its kind to open in the area. Having experience of family and friends using hearing dogs, Williams and Viti studied to become trainers. They are looking for volunteers to assist with the running of the centre, so please do get in contact with them on West Street. Residents of Goldchester have been helping their environment by cleaning up the river that runs through the village. This comes as a result of surveys last year, which reported that no river in the country was in good overall health, with various chemicals and pesticides in the water. Residents removed dozens of plastic bags, bottles, and several car tyres, and borrowed several shopping trolleys from the local supermarket to transport the rubbish. This first clean-up has been a great success, and there are already plans in place to repeat the event next year. Students and parents at Grove Park Primary School are trying out a new car club. Parents are encouraged to share car journeys to and from the school to reduce traffic. Parents who take part in this scheme will be given a free lunch ticket for their child to use once a week. This is the latest in a long line of environmentally friendly initiatives that the school has introduced over the last 2 years. And now for the weather for the rest of the day. Temperatures remain low with a light wind, but no sign of the sun we saw yesterday. Tomorrow will be much the same, so wrap up warm.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. You are going to hear people talking in 4 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. Speaker 1. You will hear a man talking about cooking.
We learned some cooking at school and I just carried on, really. Initially, we baked small biscuits, and I remember the satisfaction of taking them home to my family. I wish we'd progressed to doing complete evening meals, but I've managed to teach myself over the years. I haven't yet experimented with making desserts, but I might look into doing those in the future. My friends ask whether I'd like to become a professional chef. I did consider it in my youth, but all that stress doesn't really appeal to me. I'm happy to keep cooking as a hobby. When I previously worked as an accountant, I used to take cakes into the office every week. But with the pressures of teaching maths, I just don't have the time to bake as often. I'm sure my colleagues would appreciate it if I did, though.
Speaker 2. You will hear a woman talking about a friend.
No matter how I'm feeling, my friend Nadim never seems to fail to put me in a cheerful mood and make me laugh. We talk about all sorts of things, you know, problems and such. I just wish he'd listen a bit better, and then I wouldn't have to repeat myself. We have quite contrasting characters, and people are often surprised at how well we get on. Not only is Nadim always busy doing something, but he also has a vast number of plans for the future. He'd like to write a book about his experiences, present a programme on television, and travel the world. You've got to admire his ambitions. I'd love to read anything he could get into print. He'd impress people with the stories he has to tell.
Speaker 3. You will hear a man talking to a group of people.
I'm delighted to have been invited here today to discuss a topic I'm passionate about. Hopefully, I'll be able to provide some helpful tips. I've found that a lot of my ancestors were from a rural community. The majority worked in agriculture. I've been doing research for a couple of years now, and I've managed to trace our relatives back around 7 generations. Some of the farms my relatives from former times lived on were actually owned by them. Seeing old photographs was extremely emotional for me, as I imagined how life must have been for them. I'm always excited by any new discoveries, although it can be disappointing when you can't find out more about an ancestor. But you never know what surprises or shocks might be round the corner. Now, let me tell you about a recent discovery.
Speaker 4. You will hear a woman talking about a day out.
It's not often I get a day to do something by myself, and decided that it was about time that I did. I reckoned I could afford to have a day out in the city. Having researched car parking costs online, I realised the rail fare was more economical and picked up a ticket from the machine on the platform. The bus would have actually been even cheaper, but there weren't any running that day. I can't complain about the journey. The transport connections were smooth and according to timetable. And I even managed to fit in some shopping before getting to the art gallery. Despite the fact that the lunch, which was included in the exhibition ticket, exceeded my expectations, I struggled, however, to understand the high praise the paintings had received from the critics.
Now listen to the third part of the test again. Speaker 1. You will hear a man talking about cooking.
We learned some cooking at school, and I just carried on, really. Initially, we baked small biscuits, and I remember the satisfaction of taking them home to my family. I wish we'd progressed to doing complete evening meals, but I've managed to teach myself over the years. I haven't yet experimented with making desserts, but I might look into doing those in the future. My friends asked whether I'd like to become a professional chef. I did consider it in my youth, but all that stress doesn't really appeal to me. I'm happy to keep cooking as a hobby. When I previously worked as an accountant, I used to take cakes into the office every week. But with the pressures of teaching maths, I just don't have the time to bake as often. I'm sure my colleagues would appreciate it if I did, though.
Speaker 2. You will hear a woman talking about a friend.
No matter how I'm feeling, my friend Nadim never seems to fail to put me in a cheerful mood and make me laugh. We talk about all sorts of things, you know, problems and such. I just wish he'd listen a bit better, and then I wouldn't have to repeat myself. We have quite contrasting characters, and people are often surprised at how well we get on. Not only is Nadim always busy doing something, but he also has a vast number of plans for the future. He'd like to write a book about his experiences, present a program on television, and travel the world. You've got to admire his ambitions. I'd love to read anything he could get into print. He'd impress people with the stories he has to tell.
Speaker 3. You will hear a man talking to a group of people. I'm delighted to have been invited here today to discuss a topic I'm passionate about. Hopefully, I'll be able to provide some helpful tips. I've found that a lot of my ancestors were from a rural community. The majority worked in agriculture. I've been doing research for a couple of years now, and I've managed to trace our relatives back around 7 generations. Some of the farms my relatives from former times lived on were actually owned by them. Seeing old photographs was extremely emotional for me, as I imagined how life must have been for them. I'm always excited by any new discoveries, although it can be disappointing when you can't find out more about an ancestor. But you never know what surprises or shocks might be round the corner. Now, let me tell you about a recent discovery. Speaker 4. You will hear a woman talking about a day out.
It's not often I get a day to do something by myself, and decided that it was about time that I did. I reckoned I could afford to have a day out in the city. Having researched car parking costs online, I realised the rail fare was more economical and picked up a ticket from the machine on the platform. The bus would have actually been even cheaper, but there weren't any running that day. I can't complain about the journey. The transport connections were smooth and according to timetable. And I even managed to fit in some shopping before getting to the art gallery. Despite the fact that the lunch, which was included in the exhibition ticket, exceeded my expectations, I struggled, however, to understand the high praise the paintings had received from the critics.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.